This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Graduation parties, big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, your official sports bar of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us now, is Jerry Recco. Jerry is the play-by-play guy for Rutgers, also part of the morning show Boomer and Geo at WFAN. Jerry, I never thought ever that I would have you on to talk about Rutgers basketball on WIP, but here we are.
Me neither. Nice to talk to you, though, Spike. How are we doing?
Oh, good, man. Now, Jerry joins us from the links playing golf with your son right now. How are you shooting?
You know what? Better than I would have expected, and we've gotten and dodged the rain. So we're doing all right. Doing okay. Right.
And real quick, has WFAN fallen apart without me, or does it still stand?
We're doing okay like my golf game, but we do miss you, Spike, believe it or not. When you left, we were ready to hug you and punch you in the face at the same time.
Yeah, Jerry expressed that he was mad at me. Yeah, with love.
He wasn't thrilled.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has that effect on people, Jerry.
So I've heard,
So Jerry does play-by-play for Rutgers, as I mentioned, and watched as much Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey as possible. I guess just an overall question that a lot of people are asking as they talk about Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, to have two potential top three picks and the team is as disappointing as they were, how do you look at their performance versus the team performance this year as sort of an explanation, or how does that even happen?
Yeah, I have been asked this question by 1,000 people, and I understand why it's asked. Steve Peichel's been asked this question, too. If you watch this team, individually, there were outstanding efforts. I think the biggest answer and the best answer I would give you is health. There was a stretch in the season where first things first, as you know, these kids are 18 years old. So they were two true freshmen that were brought in to lead the way, knowing they were going to be NBA lottery picks. And I think when things were starting to come together, there were a couple of things that happened. One, Dylan Harper got some sort of an illness on the way to Indiana. And if you go back and look at that game, you will see Ace Bailey had a game for the ages. And Rutgers came up just short, but he was outstanding. And then as Dylan started feeling better, I think he rushed himself back, wasn't 100%. They lost a couple of games they probably shouldn't have. And then as things got going again, he had the ankle injury. And there's probably 10 games in there where the two of them were not at 100%, And it just, maybe they went, I'd have to look at it, but 3-7, 4-6. And it's a big part of why the season was disappointing. And there was also, I would tell you, 3 or 4 games in there, they had no business losing late, missed shots, and it adds up to a disappointing season.
So everyone expects Dylan Harper to go two. So the Sixers with the third pick, a lot of the conversation has been about Ace Bailey, who I think probably is the most polarizing prospect that people talk about in the top 10. Having watched every game of his Rutgers career, what did you see from Ace Bailey?
Love him. Absolutely love him. And I think he's going to be a great pro. A couple of reasons why. One, I don't know what's going on with this whole height thing. I'm telling you, he's not 6'7". But let's say he is. All right, fine. The way he elevates over defenders and can get his shot when he needs it is remarkable. The biggest thing I would tell you, though, because the athleticism and the skill is unmatched, Spike, his love of basketball, and I've been doing this a long time, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a kid that smiles, laughs, jokes, and is the life of the locker room like he was. And I'll tell you, that's something that, you know, forget the skill for a second, just kind of replacing that infectious personality is going to be something that Rutgers is going to have to deal with. He eats, you know, breathes and sleeps basketball. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I got close to him. I didn't. I talked to coaches, not as much to players, but I've been around him enough on the planes and the hotels and the team meals. He's a great kid who wants to work, wants to be coached. And as much as I'm not a Sixers fan, as you know, if you do take him, you are going to love this kid.
So Jerry, even though he's in New York, by the way, he's not a Sixers fan, also not a Knicks fan. Jerry is a Nets fan. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me.
How has that been for you up there? I hate all of your coworkers, and I'm not even there anymore with the Knicks stuff. It must be tough for you right now.
Oh, no, it's a blast having Boomer and Gio every morning ask me if the Knicks are still playing in the NBA, the Nets, rather. It's tough, man. I mean, you know, they took a shot. They swung and missed with Durant and Irving and that Harden trade. To this day, if you go back, you might even remember. I remember when they made that trade. I called into Carton and Roberts. I was furious with that deal. I had no interest in James Harden, as I know you guys didn't enjoy his time either in Philly. But they had a chance. It didn't work out. You know, Kevin Durant was a toe away from them advancing even further in the playoffs. But when you swing and miss that big, this is what you end up with. And so they're trying to rebuild it, but it is tough. I mean, in a Knick town right now, where Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart are doing what they're doing, and the Nets lose out on the draft lot. I mean, good Lord. It's tough. It is not easy.
Well, hopefully the Knicks blow this series. Back to Ace Bailey. So let me ask you this. If I put you in the position and I say, okay, what is Ace Bailey not good at? Like, what are his weaknesses? What does he need to work on?
So to me, two things. I think he needs to bulk up, number one, and he needs to work on his defense. I mean, that's one thing that I think he would even tell you. He is not, wasn't a great defender. But I would also tell you that Caleb McConnell, who I'm sure people are out there saying, who's that? He was a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year for Rutgers, who his freshman year was not a great defender, and after a few years in with Steve Peichel on the staff, turned out to be one of the best in the conference. So I think, you know, the fact that it was only 1 year and out, I do think hurts him, but it's also correctable. Defense, bulk up a little bit offensively. The kid's just skill. I would tell you, all jokes aside, if that's the plan and that's who the Sixers end up with, I would tell your audience, go look at the highlights of Rutgers at Indiana, Rutgers at Northwestern, Rutgers at Penn State, and you will be wowed by the skill level of this kid.
You got a comp for him, Jerry? We've heard Kevin Durant and we've heard some other guys. Whose sort of game does his remind you of at the NBA level?
I hate to take the easy way out, Ike, but that's it. I mean, when you watch the way he plays, the way he has that, his mid-range game, and I know the game's changing and it's all about the three-point shot, which makes me want to vomit as a basketball fan. But when you look at his mid-range game is so good. An elbow jumper, a baseline jumper is as good as in. He's got the step-back fadeaway jumper that he can just shoot over anybody. And the one I was telling you about before, which is so much fun to watch, is when he's got a guy up in his face and he will literally just cradle the ball around his knees and then just elevate and shoot over him. And just drain these 20 and 22 and 23-foot shots, it's impressive. So Durant, again, easy way out because a lot of people have said it, but I think it's because it's true.
Okay. All right, Jerry. There's You know, there is a chance that depending who ends up making the pick, whether it's the Spurs or otherwise, that Bailey goes two and Dylan Harper falls to three and the Sixers have an opportunity to take him. What did you see from Dylan Harper?
A guy that can take over a game. He is, when right and when healthy, he is a kid that will and can slash to the basket, create his own shot. I don't think he's as good with the jump shot as Ace was, clearly, but he can control a game. There's one game I would tell your fans to go watch, too, the highlights of the game in, God, where was that, in Atlanta. I forget the team that we went to go play. It was a bad loss for Rutgers. It was Ace's homecoming, and they were not going to let Ace beat them. And in the second half, down by like 18 points, Dylan basically said, give me the ball, and almost willed them to a win. He just makes everybody better. He's thick. He stands at 6'6". He's got good body size, plus the bloodlines are good with his dad, of course, and his brother, who's in the Piston system, was a heck of a player, too. So I think if you end up with either of these two guys, you're in pretty good shape.
It's funny that you bring up the Pistons. I was going to say, does he remind you a little bit of Cade Cunningham? Harper?
Yeah, that's probably about right. I mean, you know, the thing about that Dylan that gets overlooked sometimes to me is his toughness and his ability to finish in traffic. He's got this sneaky way of just being able to maneuver around the basket through literally 6-7 hands, and he can find his way to the window, and he spins that ball in better than, really, in my 10 years of working at Rutgers, better than anybody I've seen. So that's probably a good comp, but he's a different type of player, and he's ready for the moment for sure.
All right, Jerry. Well, we appreciate you taking a golf break to check in with us.
And I would not have taken a golf break.
No, I could not have done that. So I appreciate you. And I am, trust me, if we've ever been together on anything, the Knicks blowing this series will be my Christmas if it happens. So
I will tell you, they might. Yeah. I actually think that they're going to bury Boston tonight. But that having been said, If I was a Knicks fan, I would genuinely be concerned about what's waiting for them, because I think Indiana, people overlook them. They play tough like the Pistons do, but I think they're a little more skilled than the Pistons are, and I think they're going to run into a buzzsaw in the finals.
Yeah, well, they beat them last year, Pacers beat them last year.
So. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. By the way, if they win that, you got Minnesota and Oklahoma City sitting there.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't even want the Knicks getting past this round. I don't need any more. So,
you're
all right, Jerry.
I got it.
Yep, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jerry.
All right, there he is, Jerry Recco, company man.
Yeah.
Good analysis, company man.
Yeah,
company
when,
man.
When did my
Where's Carlin?
I was gonna say. Yeah. Well, Carlin used to do.
He used to do the
Rutgers
the
basketball too.
Yeah, he just does the football now.
Yeah.
And Jerry, by the way. Jerry does all the Rutgers games, and he's up, does the morning show. Also does the halftime and, I think, pregame of Dallas Cowboys radio as well.
Wow.
Yeah, Jerry is
a Cowboys
fan. I
knew I smelled a rat.
Yep. Cowboy. Can you trust a Cowboys fan about Ace Bailey? No.
Rat.
I was going to say, he convinced me to take Ace Bailey.
I know. I could
yeah,
feel
that was,
it.
Yeah, that was a big old shift in momentum from the last half hour.
Yep, I could feel that happen. Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What is a successful season for the Eagles next year? 49%. Win the Super Bowl.
There we go.
17% make the Super Bowl. 24% make the NFC Championship. And 10% win a playoff game.
Nice.
Where is yours?
And it's the big news in Phil's land.
Oh, right. Yes, go ahead.
So Aaron Nola has been placed on the 15-day IL.
Ah! Somebody, by the way, I'm going to give you credit, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes you have to listen to the show. We're not always going to say, sources tell me.
Right.
Yesterday, Jack said, I don't know, Aaron Nola, maybe a fan of my L? And he said that during the show yesterday, and today Aaron Nola on the IL. Yeah.
With an ankle injury that apparently he sustained in Cleveland.
Yeah, what do you mean apparently?
I'm just saying.
In Cleveland? Oh, what?
Allegedly.
A week and a half ago. Yeah.
No, it was Saturday.
That was last weekend.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. Either way, so he's on the 15-day IL with the ankle injury. Mick Abel is making his Major League debut on Sunday at home against the Pirates.
Mick Abel?
Yeah, Mick Abel. It says, okay, Andrew, call him.
Yeah.
Why not Mick is alive? Why not? The old hashtag is alive and well. Who would have thought? So he's been great. So he kind of fell off the prospect circles or ranks last 2 years. He was hot a couple years ago, but wasn't able to put it together. This year, I think he's been working a lot more with Caleb Cotham and the Major League coaching staff. He had a 2.5 ERA up in AAA, like really developed nicely. So at one point, he was a top prospect, and this year he kind of got back on the radar. He's only 23 years old, so he's still super young. They said it's only going to be one start and back to Lehigh Valley, but yeah, I still think it's awesome that he's here, and it gives a little bit of extra juice for Sunday.
Why would it only be one start if Nola is on the 15-day IL?
I think there's off days, and they're going to put Taiwan back in the rotation.
Okay,
so I don't think they want to do Taiwan yet. They probably want to stretch him out. Probably want to stretch him out, I guess. But yeah, so Taiwan's going to be back in the rotation, but we do get Abel versus Skeens on Sunday.
It's quite a matchup for Mick Abel's first major league start.
Yeah, now the good part is the Pirates offense is AAA worthy.
Yep.
So
I should feel right at home.
Right at home. So
we're going to lose 2-3 and the games will be 2-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not with this team. And then in minor news to people who really care, but also Moises Chassé is getting Tommy John surgery.
Who?
They got him back in the Gregory Soto deal last year.
And he was apparently big prospect.
He's probably before this year, he's their second best pitching prospect behind Painter.
Wow.
So he's getting Tommy John as well.
Awesome.
So real quick, Mick Abel, what kind of a pitcher is he?
He's a power guy. So his fastball's been up to like 97, 98. He's held it throughout his starts, which is great. The problem with him the last couple of years is that he could not command that pitch at all. He's really gotten much better at commanding that pitch. So he's got a really good fastball and then a power slider off of it. So enticing stuff. He was a 14th pick in the draft for a reason.
The other Mick was the number one pick in the draft.
Again, weak class.
Yeah, all right. But still number one.
Weak.
There's like 80 rounds.
He's still in the big leagues.
All right.
By the way, there's 20 rounds now. So
okay.
Shut up.
215-592-9494. Lamar in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Lamar?
How you guys making out today, man?
What's up, dude?
What's up, brother?
That Spike is going against Ace Belly, I'm definitely going all in on Ace Belly. I never.
You don't respect his basketball acumen? I mean, come on.
No, that's not it. I got my reasons. I feel like I called before the baseball season started, And I said we would be on this roller coaster of mediocre baseball, but my issue was I was defending Jalen. Again, today I hear you spike at 2 o'clock today. The Eagles haven't we haven't basically built a defensive tackle or safety or a cornerback developed.
And no, that's not what I said.
Where you get that from.
That is okay, not what I said.
Me. What yeah. did you say, Spike? I'm sorry.
So what – and I'm trying to remember what the caller said – is that we do not have a developed person in those positions for next year that we are sure of. Cornerback, there's nobody there. That we're talking about Keely Ringo. We're talking about
who's Adoree Jackson.
Adoree, well, I'm talking about the young guys.
Oh, young guys.
Keely Ringo. Who's the guy who wanted to date Trump's daughter?
Eli Ricks.
Oh, Eli Ricks.
Eli Ricks. Yeah. Tackle is the same thing. We are hoping for Moro Ojomo.
Yeah.
And edge, we're hoping for Jalix Hunt. So if you want to say you believe in those guys, that's fine. But we also have very little evidence that any of those guys is ready to be a starting quality player in the NFL. And the guys they're replacing, one guy is Josh Sweat, who just got $80 million. One guy is Darius Slay, who definitely had a good year last year. Mm-hmm. And what other position I'm talking about? Oh, and then the other guy, it was just the highest paid defensive free agent in the NFL.
Nope.
You know, yeah, and Milton Williams. So, like, to say that those positions have been replaced this offseason, I think is a little bit of wishing, and not a little. Go ahead.
It's not about replacing them. They haven't replaced them according to bringing in some veterans or some proven guys. But you got to have, like Ike said 2 hours ago, you got to have faith in who they bought in, their system. I believe Vangio's been coaching longer than you and I have been living. If Ringo's still on the team, they're willing to give him a shot. Sidney Brown is still on the team. When it comes to the defensive tackle, there's a belief out there that Ojomo could be a decent fill-in piece. To start the season last year, no one said that the defense was going to do what they did. They said the offense would have to carry today. You guys.
Yes, but that doesn't mean it'll happen again. Right? That doesn't mean it'll happen again. No, yes, you don't know, but here we are talking about what we think will happen. And if I understand your faith in it, but like for you to ask me, do I believe that Keely Ringo, am I confident Keely Ringo can replace Darius Slay? The answer is no. If you ask me, am I confident, no, just let me finish. Am I confident Jalix Hunt is a play 70% of the downs edge guy? My answer is no. And if you ask me, like, do I believe that Moro Ojomo is going to be as good as Milton Williams was last year? My answer is no. And so like, those are – and by the way, linebacker, N'Kobe Dean, we don't really have a replacement there. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., okay, I hope, but he didn't really get on the field very much last year either. So we're just – we're hoping. And for you to say also because that's what they're doing, it must mean that Vic has faith in it. That's not necessarily true either. They've told you they're not going to spend money this year. So in a lot of ways, they're making the best out of what the situation is. You could be right. Those guys could all be great. But you didn't have that same faith in the guys that performed last year. You know, nobody would have told me Milton Williams. Nobody would have told me N'Kobe Dean was a lock to be as good as he was. Like, none of those things would have been true. So I understand your faith, but I don't have the same faith.
Okay, and I agree with that, Spike. So I agree. I wouldn't have told you that by any of the guys. That's my point. Let's let this thing play out. One thing I will agree with is you guys keep saying this thing about Jalen being great. Jalen don't have to be great, in my opinion. He's great for this system. He does whatever you ask him to do. It don't matter if you ask him not to throw the ball. If you tell him the game plan is run the ball 42 times, he don't go do a press conference and say at his locker, what do you need to do, Jalen? We need to throw the ball more. He don't do any of that. He do whatever it is you ask him to do. Whatever it is you ask him to do. So he's great for this system. When you guys say, is he great? Is he not good? Is he sometimes good? I'll give you somebody that's not great almost all the time. Bryce Harper. Now, I know Jack don't want to hear that.
Well, it's dumb. But, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, but again.
But it's dumb. Jalen, like, you're just trying to troll me. I get it. It's
no,
cute.
No,
it's just really
exactly.
dumb.
I'm serious.
But you're not
Jalen
serious.
Jalen shows up every game.
But it's hey, it's really dumb. I'm just letting you know, it's really dumb. Like, I understand he's sitting 238. Like, you can, I know you're trying to troll me. Congratulations, it worked. It's really dumb. It's really dumb, and it's pointless. So, thank you.
But it's just as dumb as you write.
But it's not, but you just said Bryce Harper never shows up and isn't a good player. I never said Jalen Hurts isn't a good player.
You said he's riding the bus last year.
I didn't know what that means, riding the bus last year. I
mean, he's not the bus driver.
He's not the bus driver.
Well, he's not.
Yeah, he's not the bus driver. Okay, well, who's driving the bus that Bryce's been on the last 5 years?
The last five, dude.
I think the bus is
That's so though. Stupid, it's not even funny. Like, the guy won an MVP, he's hit over 309 as a Philly. He had the home run in the NLCS, send the World Series. He has the third highest postseason OPS in the history of baseball as a Philly. What are you talking about? Like, I know you're just a sensitive Jalen fan. I get it, but it's just that's nonsensical. I am not that unfair to Jalen. I think I'm pretty fair to Jalen. What you're doing to Bryce is incredibly unfair, and everyone's losing brain cells listening to it.
You're fair to Jalen? Come on.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Just apologize, and we'll move on. Apologize for what you said, and we'll move on.
Okay, I'll apologize when he starts batting over 250.
Oh, my God. He's hitting 238 for the first time as a Philly. Eviscerate him. In a month and a half.
Jack, it's every year.
Get him off the team. I know. I know. I know. You're an Eagles fan that barely follows baseball. I got you. Keep checking the box scores.
Every year.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Thank you.
Wins and losses. Right. I got one other fact for you, Jack. He has a higher winner percentage than Bryce Harper.
Congratulations. Right. I'd hope so. Jeez. This is the problem. This is the problem. It's so low IQ, it's not even funny.
I love seeing myself rub off on Jack.
Don't
say that again.
Cut that buzz. God.
I said rub off.
You said rub off on Jack.
Yeah, okay. Coming up, should we give Jack the belt for that? I don't know. We award the belt.
That was impressive.
Well, the WIP Afternoon Show has the belt, so we see if we keep the belt.
And there's Justin to make everyone's day better.
Yeah. If you want to talk to Jack about Jalen versus Bryce, 215-592.
I'll be in the bathroom.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball game tonight. Baseball is back. You can watch all your baseball action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals.
Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.